Hey everybody, welcome to Popcorn Talk. On this episode, we're going to find out how Star Trek Beyond reached the final frontier of being number one at the box office. It ran up against Jason Bourne's fists. Let's do this.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's box office breakdown.
Hey everybody, look at that.
Wait, did you say it was number one?
What?
Star Trek?
Yeah.
No, that it reached the final frontier of being number one at the box office.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Jason Bourne's fists.
Nailed it.
That's what they got at the end there, right? Yes.
Thank you. I was like, wait, did I read it?
Pretty smooth opening there for box office breakdown here.
Frank explained it.
That's right. Hey, everybody. I know I've been gone for a couple weeks. I've missed it, but don't worry. I've seen lots of films in my absence.
Really?
Oh,
I have.
Yeah.
Yes.
I want to know what you've seen.
I saw Tarzan. Take it, everybody. I saw Tarzan.
And how was
it?
It was okay. It was alright.
Okay.
This is not what I was expecting.
Yeah. Most people were like, it was good. You know that trail off at the end?
Yeah.
Like, it was good.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yeah. Oh, and then, I'm sorry, can we get the chat up on the screen, please? Thank you.
Yeah, so I know everybody was doubting because I was always giving Richie a hard time about, you know, seeing Warcraft.
But
I had to make sure.
You at least saw it?
Yes.
Yay.
And I had missed, yeah, so I mean, I've been sitting on that for 2 weeks like, oh, I saw Tarzan. Independence Day, Ghostbusters, Star Trek Beyond,
what did you
Jason
think
Bourne.
Of, wait, what yeah. did you think of Independence Day? I need to know because I did see that one as well.
That was a big pile of dumb.
Okay.
It's just a big
Next.
Pile of dumb.
Wait, what is that?
Independence
Frank,
Day.
Frank, you're seeing more movies than Richie. Yep.
Yes! I've come back.
I think because
but I think even people who are like bedridden have seen more movies.
Oh. Well, everybody can
burn Quinn.
Me.
Burn.
Just kidding. Actually, they went to the theater this week, and so did I. So we're equal.
I was in the theater this weekend.
We are equal.
Well, yeah, we're getting crazy right out of the way. So first, we'll just introduce ourselves real quick. I'm one of your hosts, Frank Moran. You can follow me on Twitter at HappyGoJackie.
Hi, my name's Quinn Skillion. You guys can find me on Twitter at Quinn Skillion.
My name's Carrie Lane. You can find me online at Carrie D Lane.
You guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
That's right. There you go. And so, of course, this is the show where we talk about the box office there this past weekend. And then we give predictions, little box office prognostications of the week to come.
Yes.
Prognostication.
Mm-hmm. Look at you in big fancy words.
Ooh, I came back. Yeah, well, I got my source while I was gone. I looked at that. So, yeah, we're going to jump right into it, guys. We talked about films. I know you guys.
Wait, what do you think of Independence Day, too? I know that was a little while ago, but I'm curious.
Yeah, as I told Richie, it was just a big pile of dumb.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
did you
see it?
No
redeeming qualities for you.
No, I mean,
I told you if the movie came out in 1997, it would have been great.
Fair enough.
I would say Bill Pullman's beard was magnificent. I loved it. I was sad to see him
shave.
That's
enough to keep you.
Yes. Just tracking
intrigued.
Because he had like a crazy man beard for a long time. So I was like, oh, all right, Bill Pullman, looking good.
There you go.
Yeah,
we tried.
Yeah, I don't know if I could see that. I know they wanted this to try to launch a whole new franchise, and I just don't think this was good enough to make me want to see, like, I want to see more of the story.
Mm. Bummer. Oh, well.
Yikes.
I think people were surprised by that, especially, like, the Liam Hemsworth fans, because he's been a box office pull before, so.
Really, just, I feel like he's in a more of an ensemble. I feel like you don't go to see a movie for Liam
Yeah,
Hemsworth.
That's probably
Burn.
True.
Burn.
Thor.
Sorry, Liam.
That's Chris
Hemsworth.
I'm the other one. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Ha, yeah.
I'm like,
they're both.
He's apparently the box office draw.
The other one. Yeah.
Thor.
Now, talking about franchises that people were excited to see, though, we can get into our number one here.
Yes.
It was Jason Bourne.
How was it? See, I was made to choose between Lights Out and Jason Bourne, and I really wanted to see Jason Bourne, but I lost that. So, how was it?
That's why you go to the movies alone.
Okay, next time.
But he still wanted to see Lights Out. He kept talking about that one.
Yeah,
so.
No, that's true.
It has been on my list, but I wanted to see both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now, did anybody else see it other than myself?
No.
Yeah,
it was, it was okay.
What?
You know? I mean,
I want to hear the rundown here, Frank.
Oh, you know.
You can't just say it was okay and then say, well, moving on.
Was there too much shaky camera that I feel that was more, I've heard that as a complaint, too much shaky camera, and... Just it's too much of just fight scenes and not enough content.
Not enough pulp.
There just wasn't enough.
There was enough story.
Yeah, there wasn't enough to hook me. I mean, you know, Jason Bourne just.
But I'm
like,
it's a Jason Bourne movie. They're all about the action.
Normally there's a loose thread of a story in between all of the action.
No, I mean, there is. I mean, there's. It's nice action, but you think.
I mean, I'm gonna watch it, just not.
I just want to give a quick birthday shout out to Alban.
Yeah, we actually.
Oh,
and then
yes.
I just wanted to get that before it disappeared on the chat because you're here every week and we love you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy B-Day.
No, given where the last Bourne film ended and he kind of found out who he was, kind of had some questions answered, I thought we'd find him in a different place. Maybe it'd be a little bit of a little change of pace.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But, you know.
All right.
None of that.
Was it a fun action movie at least?
It was
like, if you go for that, do you get that?
You didn't have a good time?
Now, you know, I feel like I've seen better.
You're making this sound dismal.
No, it's just fine. It's fine. It's not like you're sitting there hating it.
Oh,
but
my
you're
God.
Just
you know, when someone
like,
says something just was just fine, that means it was horrible. It's fine.
Look at that. Our star drew
last week. About what?
Oh, we'll find out.
We're all, like, waiting, like, he's going to respond, like, right now.
Oh, they can.
Yeah, but, I mean it did pull in over $59 million.
I was saying that one would be the high one, and you guys were all, you two, because you weren't here, were doubting
a little bit. I thought I
said 45.
45, okay, yeah.
Oh, I
guess pretty low on that one. Because I was going off of what you know, the sequels had made, and this topped. Isn't
he's
this made the
back,
most of the franchise?
He's back, and the director, same director from earlier ones is
I told
back.
You, it
so,
was like going back to a relationship that went bad. I mean, you don't know if you trusted yet.
Yeah. I get that. I just cannot find an interest in this franchise. I just, like, I'm looking for it under pillows
Never?
And blankets, throw blankets, and I just cannot.
Okay, so
cannot
have
find
you
an
seen
interest.
Any of them?
No, I haven't.
Okay, watch the first one.
Okay, but you know how many other like things that people are going to say, like, okay, like there are how many other things I probably should see before the Jason Bourne? Like, you know what I mean?
But
like,
we're not talking about those things.
Yeah, we're not talking about those things. But if you do that, you'll never see anything.
I'm just saying that,
just
like,
take one a week.
You can't please everybody.
No, just take one
Fine.
A week.
Yeah,
just
there
watch
you go.
The first one.
But what if there's something else I'd rather watch?
You've
We're
got
not
seven
saying
more
you
days,
have to watch
Quinn.
It by next week. Just, you have
just,
some time.
I just
anyway.
Have a feeling I'm going to be like, oh, maybe I'll do Jason Bourne. And I'll be like, no, no.
Just promise it on
it.
Camera so then we can ridicule you if you don't do it.
You know what? Actually, I should do that because we need to stop
it's
giving you shit.
It's accountability group.
We do need to stop giving you shit for Warcraft. So I'll go ahead and say I will watch the first Bourne movie.
Wow. All
right. I will watch it.
Writing that
down. Write it down. Write it down. I will take that burden off your shoulders, Richie.
Quintzgillian, on the clock.
With Bourne.
All right, we'll do it. All right, excited about that. No, I felt like after Bourne Legacy, that was kind of a misstep by many people when you saw Jeremy Renner taking the rose.
Yeah, we were talking about that, how like that one had made so much less than the other films because it wasn't Matt Damon. So
yeah, and I can feel
but it's like you're there for Jason Bourne. It's kind of cool, but
as Matt Damon.
No, yeah. And I think maybe that helped why it did so well at the box office. Where it's like it's been gone for a while. All of a sudden you hear Matt Damon is back, Paul Greengrass is back. It kind of like, all right, now I want to see it back in action.
So there was a typo there. It's Richie saw a movie, so he was proving them wrong, not Quinn.
Dang, I got excited.
I know, you're like, what?
I'm proving people wrong every week now.
Yeah, you are.
Well, I was going to say, I got a double streak this week. I'm seeing another advanced screening. I'm seeing Suicide Squad tomorrow.
Gels.
What?
Tomorrow? You lucky dog. Well, thanks for inviting all of us.
I won it on the radio. I called in.
Get out of here.
I was caller 2, 13, and the winner 20. And I'm like, wait, really? Did
I
win?
Tell you a secret?
Yes.
I used to intern at a radio.
Oh, nice.
Like a radio show, like a morning radio show. And we used to give away tickets.
Nice.
And it's a complete load of horseshit. Like, what number you are is completely fake.
I've had other ones, though, and they call in. And, like, I've called one radio station. It was a small radio station. I won some other prize. I felt no one was listening because they're like, you're calling this. You're calling that. They're like, can you wait like 5 minutes and call back again? Because they're like, you need to wait. So, I mean, I think it depends on the station.
We had lots of callers. We just didn't have the patience to like, you know, we didn't have that kind of like system to like number all the callers who were calling
in. Was it a big one?
Yeah. I mean, it was like a really huge like Clear Channel affiliate in Detroit.
Interesting. Because like I saw there's some great video on YouTube or something on it. Sorry, guys. We're digressing. But this is still interesting. If you guys ever call a radio station.
Watch the interns.
They had a thing on... the guy showing how he did it, like line one, line two, line three, and going through it, and then prepping the sound bite and airing it and everything.
But he's a really good intern.
Well, either way, I won, okay? And I'm seeing Suicide Squad tomorrow, guys.
Congrats,
I'm saying it's even
I'm
better
jealous.
If it's arbitrary than it is for there to be like an
I
actual
would like
number.
And I'm supposed to get a prize pack of some sort, too.
Your Twitter rating once you're done.
Yeah, I will
just the
I'll
rating,
say something.
Like, just give me the like the something.
I'll let you guys know.
Even if
then
you
I'll
don't tell anybody
else, seen it.
Because I like a little spoiler.
Like, just a little.
I like just a little spoiler.
If you didn't watch, like 2 weeks ago, I saw Nerve at Comic Con as an advanced screening as well. So I'm like, yay, another advanced screening. The only way I seem to be seeing movies lately.
No, I saw your picture there from Comic Con. I just lived vicariously through your Comic Con adventures and got a little teary eyed.
Balling.
Advanced screenings.
Speaking of teary-eyed, I'm a little teary-eyed because our second film there in our top five, Star Trek Beyond, man, it dropped 58% and only pulled in a little, almost $25 million. A little shy of that.
I did see Star Trek this week.
What do you think of it?
How was it?
I have a couple thoughts about it.
Okay. Tell.
I thought that it was interesting how much time was spent off the Enterprise in this movie. It almost felt
because it's a big plot point. No spoilers that about the Enterprise.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it was okay. It's different for a Star Trek movie to spend
they're not on the ship
so
the
much
whole time.
Time on the terrain. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Almost seemed a little even Star Wars-y that how much time they spent off of it.
Okay.
I thought it was good. I thought it was really missing the fun back and forth glib banter between Kirk and Spock. We didn't get as much of that. Or Kirk and the rest of the crew just in general because people were so spread out and so separated for so much of the movie.
I wonder why
that is. We didn't have as much like of that fun kind of chatter that you really like.
I thought it still had so much humor though.
I thought it was still really, really cute. Okay. I'm not saying I didn't like it. I did enjoy it. It was by far, it was not my favorite of them so far. Mm. It was probably my least favorite of them so far.
Really?
But I still thought, you know, cinematically you still get to see so much of the J.J. Abrams in there. So it's really, really still pretty to watch. It was a fun story. I was entertained. And yeah, I think that there was a lot that they did right, but it just almost felt there was too many ideas, too packed in, and it felt a little jumbled. Like, I liked everything separately, but everything together I don't think worked.
Mm. This was the first one I feel like I didn't really hear much about before the teaser started. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I liked it a lot.
I usually hear a lot about the production of the movies before they come out. You know what I mean? But I didn't hear that much about this one for some reason.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a moment at the end of the film where there's something with the that happens with the bad guy that they show you something and then they go this weird direction where it kind of threw me off. And I was just like, well, why did they make those choices?
Oh my God, now I gotta see it.
Yes.
Yeah. There was also some parts of it that I kept being like, oh, like that's gonna...
To me personally, Nicole's shade... Even more
Nicole
shade.
Shaded it first.
No, I know, but and I took it as shade. Like she was like, "Girl, I ain't gonna be in your music video, that tacky ass music video." That's how I took it. And then when Barbie said it, I was like, "Oh, are all these girls looking at her like, girl, you're not a singer, like stop." Like,
doesn't have a whole lot of competition in terms of genre. Like, I guess I get it.
Who was going to see it though? I want to know.
Bad moms. Leaving the kids at home alone, no babysitter, fuck it.
I mean, I think anybody that would have seen Bridesmaids or or the Riding
it
the Wave kind
look
of the
female
comedy,
like to me.
Semi more on the raunchy, but I
feel like Bridesmaids just looked epic.
Let's go see that new Mila Kunis comedy.
Right. Who was saying that? I mean, this is no offense to her.
No, I like her a lot.
I like her,
saying.
But I feel like she's more of a.
She's the pretty.
I
girl
don't think of her as a mom.
Sarah Marshall.
I don't think of her as a mom, and I don't.
But
really
she
think
is actually a mom, so let's give credit.
I know,
where
but
due.
It's still like
not
she
that
does,
type of mom.
She's not a mom. She's definitely not like soccer mom image.
No,
we were saying
she's
the
still
other
a
thing,
hot chick.
Yeah,
her kids are going to speak Spanish. You know what I mean?
As in fluent or
like nannies?
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
mostly female, over 35. Yeah, I mean, I guess that would be the demographic for it.
Oh, look at that. Star Drew really liked your joke, Quinn.
I know, but that might be...
that might be Richie?
And I know,
Star Drew, you sure it's Quinn?
Yeah, you talking about me? The demographic was 82% female, average over 35. Wow, that's
some pretty specific statistics.
That sure
there.
Is. And for that crew to get that movie to number 3 is like very, very
that's what
tough.
Were they going to the movies?
Yeah, they sure were.
Yeah.
Well, because they're finally like, hey, this is a movie for us. How often do we get
I
to
I feel
see
like
that?
They
we
must have all just gotten together. There was like one mass email. Everybody went out at the same time.
There you go. I don't know.
Coming at number 4, though, we've got one of the animated films kind of staying in the top 5. Mm-hmm. Secret Life of Pets.
Slop.
There you go. Yeah, Slop, as Quinn likes to abbreviate it there.
Sloppy, sloppy.
It's not letting
million.
Go. It's like...
Yeah,
it's hanging in there.
I'm like, I have a visual claws. Of like the dog joke of like it not letting go of its spot. But I'm like, nope, it's not really working.
Nope.
like a dog with a mailman.
Yeah,
I don't know.
And it's holding on to its number 4. Never mind.
Anyway.
It's okay.
Good for Sloth.
It was one of those. It was funny in my head, but then I was like, words explained. What? No.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Where the statistics were from Box Office Mojo. But how do they really know? Like when you buy your ticket. Per se, what your demographic is.
I don't know, unless they're doing.
I want to know how Box Office Mojo knows that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Are there surveys? For
just
that?
Polls. Yeah, I'm sure there's just polls. You know, like, I mean, have you been on Twitter at all? The people are like, are you interested in this and this? And Twitter already knows, like, how old you are, where you live, who your friends are, what you do for a living. You know what I mean?
But
like,
I mean, if you
Twitter
just went
knows.
To a movie theater and paid in cash and then didn't talk about it online.
I know.
How do they know?
But it's just sample. It's sample polling, you know, much anything else, I guess.
Okay.
Anyway,
yeah.
Maybe. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You giving up, Richie?
I give up.
But I'm not gonna lie. Like, I could see myself like late at night, like like one night being like, something to watch. I'll watch Bad Moms. Like, I could see myself watching that at some point. But you know what,
though? Low-key, it's probably really funny.
Yeah, maybe.
Like, I'm sure it's actually like one of those.
I didn't hear any reviews about it, though. I actually don't know what people are saying about it.
What are you guys saying? Somebody tell
us. Anybody about it? Did anybody see it? Yeah, but what if you paid in cash, too, on the comment?
True Samurai here still thinks Pets could be in the top five next week.
Exit survey sample polling. True. Okay, did any of you guys see Bad Moms, and what did you think of it? Leave a comment down below, or if you're live,
like, is it gonna get good word of mouth? Like, are people gonna be like, how kind of like I feel like Mike and Dave did a little bit. Everyone's like, oh, see that movie? It's actually really, really good. Like, yeah. I'm wondering if maybe we're gonna get the same kind of thing effect, with Bad Moms.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, though, we also hear what people have said about Bad Moms. We also rounding out the top five, another animated film, Ice Age Collision Course.
I'm surprised that one's still there. Actually, I'm like, really?
Yeah, I've never been a huge fan of the Ice Age franchise. I never really got into it.
We've already said, why are they still making those?
Yeah,
so. Because they make money. That's
why. That's right. Yeah, you don't make it just for the fun of it. Yeah, so you only because you think there's going to be some box office there. I made $10.9 million. So,
not bad.
Yeah,
you congrats. Know.
Richie's very excited. Richie, okay. Are you going to go see Ice Age Collision Course?
Probably not.
No? Man.
Not in this lifetime.
No. Aw, Richie, come on now.
I don't know. You know, if somebody convinced me to see it, I might. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Not my thing.
All right. Buying tickets on Fandango, they ask you what you thought of it after. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I like this one. Ryan.
You know, I feel like I also ignore those. Like, how was your stay? Like,
Yeah, I like this. I'm a 36-year-old male. I won't be seeing Bad Moms anytime soon. I'm not seeing Bad Moms anytime soon. I'm like, no. I'm just not interested in the subject matter at
no?
all.
No.
Like, nope.
Maybe on Netflix.
Not even then. I'm like, no.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. I mean, like, you know, it's definitely... It's geared towards, I think,
there we go. Surrounding. That's what we were talking about this. So worldwide box office, Ice Age was, are you saying Ice Age was 5?
Lights Out at 5?
Yeah, I did hear on the radio, we were talking about this before the show, that I heard Lights Out was number 5, but Box Office Mojo was saying Ice Age, so.
Oh, yeah, but, I mean, well.
Maybe they were really close.
Yeah, who knows, but yeah. Okay. If that was the case, Richie, I know you saw Lights
Out. Yeah, you finally saw Lights Out. Well, not finally, it just came out. What did you think?
You know what? I liked it. It was there. Fun.
Okay.
It ended differently than I thought it would.
Plot twist.
Good or bad? good or bad, though?
In a good way, but, I mean, it made perfect sense.
Okay.
But it was kind of like, you didn't want that to happen. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I can't really describe it for you.
That's fine.
But I will say, though, like, they found some great ways to make a shadow very scary.
How many times did you scream?
You know, I didn't scream a lot.
Did you jump?
I got to tell you guys, this is not even related to that movie. While I do give that movie, probably a 90%, I would say go see it.
Wow, okay.
I think The Conjuring 2 was actually a little bit better story-wise.
Okay.
Something about the movie was just a lot more entertaining. Mm. There is this movie coming out, and I cannot remember what it's called, but it is about this blind man and these three kids, like, I guess, break into his house. And
is this Sandlot?
I cannot remember the name of the movie to save my life. But anyway, he gets these kids trapped in his house and he's hunting them down blind. And so then all of a sudden, like, he turns off the lights in the entire house and he's like, you know, now you see what I see. Yeah. And so he starts hunting them. When I tell you that movie had, that trailer had me so stressed out, like, I felt like really I had just seen
you.
A movie.
That really stuck with you.
It did. It
oh
really
my gosh.
Did.
I wonder when that
you guys
comes out.
Gotta see that.
Do you guys know what the movie he's talking
it's
about?
It's coming out soon, actually. Like within the. That, maybe,
do you know
maybe
why he's hunting the kids? Do the kids do something?
I guess because
bad?
They broke into his house for some reason. I don't know why.
That's actually kind of interesting.
It was really fascinating and really, really scary to me.
If you guys. Oh, Don't Breathe.
That's it. Oh my God.
Oh, you know what? Now that they say the name of it, I think I've seen a trailer.
Look at
for this.
That trailer. Like, it is horrifying.
Thank you guys for the info. I want to go watch the trailer for that. I'll check it out.
Now that I see that it's called that, I think I actually have seen. I don't think I've seen the trailer, though.
You
got to
see the trailer. Listen,
a teaser
that's all
trailer.
I'm going to say. Okay. That looks to me like one of the scary movies I will ever see.
Man, Richie, you're really brave. I'm like, I really can't do these scary movies like that. Like, I mean, I like a psychological thriller for sure, but those kind of like you know those real kind of jump scare things, like, Oh, man.
I don't want to deal with a little mini heart attack.
Well, I have, like, insomnia as it is. So I was like, I'm doing my best here to even fall asleep on a daily basis. So I don't think I should add that to, like, my list of worries.
Fair enough.
Oh, add it to your list.
Add it to my list. Yeah, one more thing. Yeah.
I'll write it down.
No, I'll do, like, one scary movie a year, you know?
Okay, make it this one.
You think? Yeah. You haven't even seen it yet.
But I think you should see it.
Okay. It's a date.
Quinn. Who's going to see it first? Richie or Quinn?
It comes out soon, right?
Well, yeah, we'll both go.
My pen won't write.
Because your pen's on my team.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, dang. There
you go.
Dang it.
You got to write that down to remember, Richie?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Okay. All right.
I just got nervous thinking about it. I regret it. I regret everything.
Nope. All right, so we're going to cross the border and the ocean and go internationally there.
Across the pond.
Ooh. That's right, across the pond. Now, after logging the biggest international opening day for the franchise as it began offshore rollout last week, Jason Bourne cracked the best offshore weekend launch ever in the series. The Universal Action Thriller landed $50.7 million in 48 markets, including Korea, the UK, Australia, and it bested all previous Bourne films on a like-for-like market basis. So, Jason Bourne kicking butt all around the world.
Quinn just watched Stranger Things on Netflix. Guess what?
I did.
Did you finish it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I can do... Stranger Things was fine.
It's excellent.
Yeah. In terms of being too scary. I loved the series. It's, like, so, so, so good. And also, it wasn't too scary for me. So, yeah. That's a good...
It's more suspense with a good planting of a couple jump scares. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my perfect amount of scary. Yeah.
Did you see Stranger Things yet?
I have not watched it yet. Mm. I know I'm way behind the curve on this.
It's only like eight episodes, so it's objectively amazing.
He was like, I was watching it and wasn't really paying attention, and we were like, no, you have to like watch.
And so last
there's
night,
things that go on.
I turned it on and I started watching it and just did nothing else.
Good.
I did fall asleep towards the end because I was tired.
Fair enough.
However, I'm gonna finish it and I'm gonna watch an episode per day.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Look at that. And it's what eight episodes? 10 episodes?
Good night, true samurai hero.
All right, so...
Sleep well.
All right, like that.
Suicide... He's going early on his guesses. So we got Suicide Squad at 125. Jason Bourne at 28. Mm. Okay. Star Trek, 11.5. Bad Moms, 11.4. So specific.
I love that you have the point four.
And
Bad Moms,
11.
Now, speaking of Bad Moms,
those are good guesses. I like those.
Compared to, like, Bridesmaids, Trainwreck, and Sex Tape, it got $1.4 million in 12 markets, so it's actually done better than all his other films.
Mm. Oh, that's impressive.
And
better than Sex Tape?
Yeah, better than
Sex Tape. You're kidding. That was
funny.
Jason Segel, come on. Secret Life of Pets is a cat's whisker away from $100 million. Uh-huh. And Now You See Me Too has topped the first film's overseas lifetime box office results. Hmm. So
really?
Maybe it bodes well for Now You See Me 3?
Probably. No,
maybe. Sees. Yeah.
And sadly, again, Star Trek dropping both domestically and internationally. It dropped 57% overseas as well to just get $13 million for a total of
$54.8 million.
Wah, wah. Yeah. Oh, come on, guys. I want to see a fourth film because they might be wrapping up the Kelvin timeline. Who knows?
And also, I thought we were going to get more Chris Hemsworth.
I think the rumor is that if he comes back, if they do a fourth film, that he would be in the fourth film.
Then I'm in.
Oh, all right. You've heard it there. Now,
should I write that one down too?
That's mm-hmm. right. She's into Chris Hemsworth. That's right.
That one for sure. I'll get that tattooed.
Now, coming up next week, we've got Suicide Squad and Nine Lives as two of our big major releases next week. So, Nine Lives.
I still laugh every time I see. I swear to God, the first time I saw a commercial or trailer for this movie, I was like, is this Funny or Die? Like, I really thought this was like a fake parody.
It looks like a joke.
Because it's Kevin Spacey and like Christopher Walken and these really like nice, well-esteemed actors doing this crazy movie. And I was just like, it's so funny. They made a whole parody trailer for this.
Well, maybe it's something refreshing for them to do something quirky, family, and just kind of weird.
No. I mean, now that I know that we're
no, but
here,
it still looks like Wait for Reals.
I just can't believe that. I really thought I was just like, oh, like that's like. Just,
oh, I'm not surprised you thought that at all. Watching that trailer, you're like, wait.
Yeah.
What? Yeah. He's like,
I have a feeling I'm going to somehow end up in this movie theater, seeing this movie. Like, I can't, like, no part of me wants to, but, like, babysitting or something, like, I have a feeling, like, I will, my butt will be in that seat at some point.
Oof. Sorry. I feel bad for you about that.
The things we do.
Yes.
I love animal movies, but even that, I'm like, the thing
you
is
can
also.
You watch a lot of cat videos on YouTube.
Yeah, well, the problem with it is the animation of the cat, from what little I saw in the trailer, looks so fake, And I'm like, okay, like someone's comment, they said it looks like a 90s movie. But $18. See, that animation, I could be okay with it being in the 90s. But now I'm like, they should be better. It looks look more real. It just looks so artificial. I wonder what the budget for
this movie was. I should look that up. And because I want to look up the budget. Yeah. The budget. Because I'm really curious as to, like, I mean, obviously all went to Kevin Spacey and Christopher Walken.
I was about to say, that's where the budget went. That's why the CGI.
That's why
CGI.
Yeah.
Exactly. They're like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Well, because we've been talking about Suicide Squad and that. Well, we're talking more about Nine Lives and Suicide Squad. But as we talk about, we'd like to do like a top five related to our new upcoming films. And this one we'll do Will Smith. Could have put Kevin Spacey, but I did Will Smith.
Our that's top fine.
Five. Yeah.
I think this is probably more, like, Will Smith is probably more apt for this as opposed to like going to Kevin Spacey movies. It'd be so out of the realm of what Nine Lives is even like getting into. We'd probably stick with Will Smith.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So coming in at number one, we'll do number five. Coming in at Men in Black 2. They came out, back in 2002.
Men in Black 1's not even on this list?
They came in at number six. So really? Just underneath it.
Wow. Which, Men in Black. But the first one's so good, then the second one's okay, and the third you're like...
I didn't mind the third. I thought I actually liked the third one better than the second one.
You did?
Maybe.
Yeah, because I'm a sucker for time travel.
I like the first two a lot. The third one. I was just like, man.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, the first one is, I mean, the egg chair scene of the first Men in Black movie is like maybe one of my favorite movie scenes of all time.
There you go, Bagger Vance. That's a good point. That's another good one.
No,
nothing's wrong with the 90s. Do not get me wrong. It's I love 90s. I love 90s movies. It was more just a movie today. The special effects looks like it's from then, and it should be better by now. So.
Yeah, body switching movies are like such a thing, aren't they? Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin Spacey. Come on. You're better than that.
Oh, I love the Shaggy Dog. That was a good movie.
For Will Smith movies, at number four, we've got I, Robot. Mm-hmm. That made $52 million. Also, its opening week. Just very almost similar to what Fox did back in 2004. Similar to what Men in Black did too in 2002. Mm-hmm. So yeah, iRobot, it's okay movie.
Mm-hmm. It was fun. Fine.
Men in Black 3 came out in 2012. There made $54.5 million.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the first one I need to see that again, but I really enjoyed number 3. Just it was
It changed it up. It was a way to do something different.
Yeah,
because it was a different time, and it's not. But I think maybe I was like, but it's not Tommy Lee Jones. So
Oh, come on, Jeff Goldblum did a great job.
But it was interesting to see him be Tommy Lee Jones. So I like that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Sure.
Then we have number two. We've got Hancock, which came out in 2008, made $62.6 million. I've not seen that. I'd like to see
it. It was fun.
Superhero-ish.
Yeah.
Cool movie.
But if it's like, he can be the salty superhero because he's not a real licensed property.
Right. Right. Yeah.
And then coming in at number one, which surprised me when I did this, was I Am Legend.
You guys know I love that movie.
That's a great
movie. I love I Am Legend. Really?
It's an awesome movie.
I love the book and Omega Man from the 80s.
Yeah, the book is like, I think what the book did is, what the ending of it was, I much preferred the ending of the book. The
book's way better.
But I thought it was still a really, really, really good movie. I thought, it's really compelling, and I think... I don't know. I also have a kind of a thing for zombie movies.
I do too.
I like post-apocalyptic movies, not necessarily zombies. But okay, post-apocalyptic, I love those.
And you combine them both, and you've got a great movie.
Yeah, I think it's really, really, really time. Good.
Did you see Omega Man?
No.
Okay, so that's I Am Legend, but another version.
Great.
They're kind of more vampires in that than zombies.
Ooh, vampires and zombies.
Kind of. They
now
are,
you're speaking
but not really.
Sky's language.
Vampires
all right.
and zombies. Well, yeah, because I'm a huge Walking Dead fan.
Now, are
kinda
we talking?
I love the whole idea of New World Order, post-apocalyptic kind of situation. I think that's just so, so fascinating.
Yeah.
And I think they did a really good job with the movie. And I think, if anybody can lead a movie like that, it's Will Smith.
Yeah.
Yay, more loving the book.
Yeah, there you go. I don't know what place, because I only have the top five for Legend of Beggar Vance. I only have his top five for box office, so I don't know where Legend of Beggar Vance pulled in on that.
No idea.
Mm. I do know Men in Black 1 was number six, but I don't know. I didn't pay attention to the rest of the list after that.
Maybe seven or eight.
Too much scrolling. You're going to get
too
much scrolling.
Oh, too much.
No, sorry. It's way too hot.
I'm sorry,
way
Star Drew. I didn't know. I didn't look. But from now on, I will make sure I keep an eye out for Legend of Beggar Vance. See what happens there. Now, as I said, we're talking about next week's films, Suicide Squad, and of course, Nine Lives. Ooh, all right. We're doing a little predictions here. We'll kind of rank our top five, what we think in the box office is next week. Now, a few predictions are Batman versus Superman, just a few notes before we start making them. That opened in March, another DC Comics film. with $166
million. 166?
Yeah. Wow, I thought it didn't do that well.
That's a lot of money, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then Captain America Civil War, if we're talking about large ensemble superhero comic book characters, that opened up with $179.1 million.
Ooh, I'm starting to think that True Samurai Heroes' guess of 125 was maybe a little low.
Well, and then we've got, just so we know, Kevin Spacey's last two films, which opened, most recently was Elvis and Nixon, and then Horrible Boss 2. Back in 2014. Now, they opened up with 466,000.
Those were his last two movies?
Yep. And 15.4 million,
respectively. I think he's doing theater, that's why. And also he's doing House Cards.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. So, certainly, if we're getting into just that for a second, Suicide Squad. I mean, tons and tons and tons of publicity going on.
Yeah.
The marketing about this event were crazy.
Like, since they started making the movie.
And it's different because, I mean, generally Marvel movies do probably a little bit better than the DC, and they've just been some bombs of the DC films lately. But DC villains is a whole different kind of ball game compared to doing, like, it's Superman and Batman.
Yeah.
The Batman movies, though, those did pretty well. But, like, the last... Well, I was surprised that Batman Superman did as well, because that one I heard people like hating on it so much.
Well, it had a great
opening
weekend.
It filmed in Detroit, though, which is so exciting.
You know what, though? I feel like after the Batman, like with the whole Heath Ledger thing and how that movie was so dark, I felt like DC felt like they needed to go dark with all of their movies.
No, that was kind of an idea that they wanted to differentiate themselves from Marvel and go that direction. But so I think after you saw Batman versus Superman, that was just too far.
Yeah.
And it really just it had a huge opening weekend because everybody was excited about these two characters coming together.
Sure.
But and the result of it was just like
everybody
too dark.
Was more excited about Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And especially Suicide Squad was really following, doubling down on that darkness. But then after seeing the release, how the trailer was received, the results of Deadpool with the sense of humor that it had in there as well, and the sense of humor that the trailer had. They decided to try to do some reshoots, kind of maybe inject a little bit more levity into the scenes, the movie as well. So who knows how much of it made it into the final cut.
Yeah.
But they kind of tried to do a little bit of lightening up in there. We'll see how much of it actually makes it into the final piece.
Yeah.
I hope the reshoots were worth it. I hope they have a nice big opening weekend, so the reshoots were worth it then.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's going to do well in an opening weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I feel like nobody
People
does...
People are
nobody,
so excited for that.
Nobody doesn't know what this movie is.
Yeah.
I think that's part
Harley
of the thing,
Quinn,
too, because...
So that's great, because my name's Quinn.
Is that going to hurt or help the movie?
Which one?
What?
The fact that people don't kind of really know what to expect from... Because we haven't really had
curiosity is going to pull so many people.
A villain-centric movie before. I don't think. Not with superheroes, anyway.
No, that's very true.
Yeah.
No, it's...
But, even on a totally different side of it, but, Disney villains are super popular. So, a villains thing, surprisingly, is actually very popular. It's not just the heroes that people love.
Yeah, and I think it's the kind of thing where it's like people have been growing up with these characters kind of in the background, and so everyone's kind of like, I want more story about this or that, and kind of just really being able to kind of like really flesh out these characters that way. I think people, huge, big fans are just going to eat it up. You know, just any kind of world building they can get, they're going to want to get their hands on.
I wonder if that gives them more creative license to do what they want with those characters because of that. Because they're kind of sort of. Because
there's more wiggle room, isn't there? Yeah, there's more there's more creative kind of, interpretation, as you will.
Yeah, and then also a thing from the chat, people are curious about the new Joker, which, people, because, Heath Ledger did such a great job that this is a very different look to it, different kind of style. So everyone's going to be like, so how is it coming out?
Yeah, I feel like it's tough to judge him until you see the full piece. Because I know people were much like with Heath Ledger, there were a lot of criticism about the role before the film came out.
Sure.
And once they saw it, I mean, people seemed to really just hold that in high esteem.
Yeah,
so
sure.
It's who knows
what
Jared Leto...
But didn't Jared Leto just win an Oscar 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? And some people are also saying the idea that the reshoots, they don't know if they're really buying into that, but the rumors that it's actually to add some humor. Who knows? Certainly that's...
What's the
truth? This weekend. We'll find out what exactly the final results for this film are.
Reshoots happen all the time. That's also very true.
Yeah.
But usually...
Even films that do well have reshoots.
Yeah, but I mean, it was weird that the reshoots was, a kind of a big news piece for a little bit. You know, them going in and doing that was, all over,
Well, because I think it came so soon after the results of Batman versus Superman, the way the public kind of just really thought that it was just too dark for their tastes. Mm-hmm. So I feel like when Suicide Squad is also having to be doing at least supplemental shooting, maybe reshoots, you can't help but tie the two of them. Are they related? You're trying to make a connection, maybe the media does that.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah. So I do have a question.
Go ahead.
Do you think, can you tell that the vibe of the movie is going to be too dark by just reading the script?
I mean,
I
think we could.
Okay, so like
how people die, how people are killing people.
When we are writing the script or when we're getting the treatment, can't we sort of ascertain at that point, you know, this is going a little too dark. Maybe we should think about some things here and add some levity someplace.
True.
Why doesn't that, does that happen? That's my question.
Well, it could happen, but then you also think if DC's kind of philosophy was kind of go just more dark anyway. So even during that, they're not really realizing until maybe after the fact where the way the public is perceiving Batman
exactly
Superman,
how the public takes it. Because like they might think it's not that big of a deal, but then public goes, ooh, that's not how we think of these characters in maybe this universe. Right. So go, it's a little different.
Yeah, so now with that in mind, if we talked about that, we'll talk about a little some box office predictions here. So what do you think, Richie Sky, what is going to be the top five next week?
Well, I have, of course, written Suicide Squad as number one. Duh. I have Nine Lives next, interestingly enough. I do.
Wow.
I have Jason Bourne after that, Star Trek, and then The Secret Life of Pets.
Man, giving a lot of love for Nine Lives. Richie Sky going on that Nine Lives.
Let's be clear. I'm not giving it love. I'm trying to face a harsh reality here.
Yeah.
Oof.
People love cats.
Mm-hmm.
But enough to make it number two?
I kind of believe that.
Okay. All right.
Just got it. I also kind of get it just because, again, like we're talking about, like, you know,
new family
competition.
Movie. Family movies.
Yeah, exactly. And we haven't, and look what it's up. I mean, look at all the movies, our action movies right now. We just kind of like, I get it.
All right. Well, Quinn, since you were there talking, why don't you give us your list?
Sure. I'm going to go Suicide Squad, Jason Bourne, Star Trek, Nine Lives, Bad Moms.
All right. It's still Nine Lives. All right. The fact that it's... Okay.
Or all Bad Moms, Nine Lives. I mean, or switch the last two. I don't know. I guess I have no willpower when it comes to my guesses. Like, I swear to God, one person can say one thing, and I'm like, you're right. I'm an idiot. Oh, damn it.
No. Quinn's really committing to Nine Lives being number four. That's fine. Stick to it. Stay
strong. I'm actually kind of like... Don't worry. I'm with you there. I'm like, I feel Suicide Squad is going to be first, then Bourne, then Star Trek. Let's go with Nine Lives and then Bad Moms.
Wow. Man. Yeah. All right. I cannot go on Nine Lives making it in the top five. I just can't. It's just so bad. So I'm going to go.
You haven't seen it. What if it's a masterpiece?
Thank you.
What if it's the funniest thing we've ever seen?
We were just talking about reviews being released, and I think it's retroactive. Yeah, it seems like Warner Brothers isn't confident in Suicide Squad. Reviews are still embargoed, and it comes out in a few days. I was just talking about that today. It's like this movie comes out, and there's been no really reviews on it yet. And normally there's some stuff. I mean, they are doing advanced screens starting tomorrow, which I'll let you know about, where it is, you know, it's going to be at least a theaters full of people.
I would like a written
review. That's like a number. It's going to be, you know, a decent amount of people seeing it, so that might start the ripple effect, and maybe that's when some press reviews will start coming out.
Not sure if you look at Batman versus Superman.
I don't think that the reviews are really going to deter people from seeing this movie.
No, probably not. Not Suicide Squad.
It's not going to deter it for the opening weekend, but I think just the general consensus of the film can really affect it for that second week.
But I kind of like them letting the people talk versus a critic. You know what I'm saying? I
feel
like that's going to be way more important than what critics say.
Yeah
I don't know. But
about this movie.
True, but if you look at Captain America Civil War, I mean, Marvel screened it way in advance. They got a lot of great publicity about it, a lot of great thought of film criticism about the film, and they just, they felt confident in what they had. So they were like, all right, we'll show it this early, and we'll let the other reviews stand for themselves. So I don't know. I mean, you look at the Independence Day Resurrection. I mean, they did not screen that at all for the critics there.
I think they knew.
Because the expectations for this movie are just sky high. So I don't know. We're going to have to see. I mean, like we've been talking about how
that's going to be the problem. Is so many people...
The expectations.
The expectations go... when you expect so much for a movie, and then you're just like... Because we've spent a lot of films that people are like, everybody goes, this is so good, this is so great, you need to see it. And so you just keep building up what you want from it, and it's just never going to meet that. So, it sucks.
Well, I'm going to be reading everything I can after Tuesday anyway, so.
Yeah.
So for me real quick,
what are your guesses?
I just can't put Nine Lives in the top five. I can't. So I'll go.
It's like a point of pride.
Suicide Squad, Jason Bourne. I'm going to say Bad Moms, Star Trek Beyond, Secret Lives of Pets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Getting a hairball at the thought of a cat.
Suck it, Nine Lives.
It's just a cat's whisker away.
Sloth is coming in to beat shit.
Just for fun of that then, because we've been talking so much about Nine Lives this episode, we'd like to take one film and predict its box office next weekend. So why don't we do Nine Lives?
Oh my gosh, okay.
Yes, I mean, we can sure go big about Suicide Squad.
Well, we both said 4. Uh-huh. Ish, so.
Yeah.
All right, so.
I need to remember that.
There you go. So what do you think Nine Lives is going to do box office-wise this weekend?
I'm going to say 35.
We're not even sure is 100% going to be in the top five.
35.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, for mine, I don't think it's going to be in the top five. You guys all think it's going
to
be in the
rich. I know. I feel like we have to have, like, everyone has to be on the same page. Okay. All right. Well, I think it's going to do...
Wait.
I think it's going to do...
So, Richie?
35, and I think then...
35?
I do.
What? Oh, my gosh. Richie, just... I think seeing Lights Out really scared the sense straight out of you.
I am betting on these people that love cats.
Alvin, I agree with you. Do not put Nine Lives in the top five. Thank you, Alvin. I appreciate
you
that.
You all will be surprised.
Now,
you're all going to see
number two. Oh,
we will see.
Word.
We all will see.
You will see.
35.
The cat lovers will unite.
You said 35.
The emails
million.
Are circulating right now.
All right. Yeah, much like Bad Moms, there's somebody, you know, there's Nine Lives.
Exactly.
All right.
I'm going to go with, I'm actually probably close to Alvin's guess here. Because I'm looking at Bad Moms, and Bad Moms, if that drops about 50%, that's at about 11 if I put that at 5. So maybe I'll just round up. I'll go for 12 for Nine Lives.
Okay.
I'll go 15. I'm going to go up 15.
No one has any faith.
Well, me? Oh, man.
$7 million.
Yeah, 2 million.
Jennifer, you're speaking my language.
$2 million, Frank.
Yes.
Jennifer's like, you're like, is it going to break a million?
I would feel like the studio's just going to pay people back for this film. Just like, no. Jennifer, I like where you're going with this. You know, just for, I'll just split the difference between Alvin and Jennifer, and I'll say 9 million.
Nine, nine, nine for nine. Nine.
This is
that's cheating. Yeah. You can't use a number that's in the title of the movie.
Biggest gap since we started.
That's like 35 million to 9 million.
Yeah.
All right. 35 million. Yeah. That is bonkers. Richie's guy, what are you doing?
I'm just letting you know. The cat lovers.
We need to have, I think since this is so, we run such a wide gamut here, we need to have some stakes. Like, something needs to happen.
But I think even
whoever's the furthest away has to go see it.
I will not be humiliated.
Okay. All right. I love it. Yes. Boom. I'm in it. Richie's guy, that I am down for that. Well, I love it. Okay.
I'm down. Yeah, yeah.
That is excellent. All right. So
it did cost $35 million. Kevin Spacey took all of it.
Yeah, he sure did.
All right. So, box office breakdown fans, you hear it here first. So, whoever is furthest away from the actual box office will go see that movie.
I think I'm safe on this one.
I think I'm okay.
I think you're not safe.
I said, well,
no way.
You're on the vegan.
No. All right, so folks, that's going to do it for this episode of Box Office Breakdown. It's great to have all of us back here together. But you can follow us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. Do follow us there. Yeah, give us those 5 stars on iTunes. Subscribe to the YouTube channel. Comment on that. Thanks so much for joining us there during the actual streaming of the show and chatting. We love having that interaction with you fans there. Richie, if they want to interact with you even after the show's over and just really give you some sweet consolation talk about Nine Lives, where can they find you?
You guys can stalk me on Instagram and Twitter and talk all the cat talk you want to talk. I'll follow and I'll listen.
All right. And you can find me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. And follow me for tomorrow because I'll be posting probably some photos while I'm in line waiting. And then... what my thoughts are after. At least be spoiler-free, though, because I am not that person who will be like, this happened. I'll just be like, positive, negative, and how I felt.
All right.
About Suicide Squad tomorrow.
Just like where you are, like mentally after the show.
My energy after the film. No, I don't know.
All right. You guys can find me on Twitter at Quinskillian. You can find me on Instagram at Quinstagram, and you can search for me on Snapchat at Quapchat.
Look at that. And Jazz 41173 said he'll definitely scream at the movie. I think, is that Richie for Nine Lives?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, yes. Mm-hmm. All right, Alvin, happy birthday again one more time there. You can follow me on Twitter at Happy Go Jackie. We will see you next week and find out who's going to be seeing Nine Lives here on Box Office Breakdown on Popcorn Talk. See you then.
See ya.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.